It's nice to be able to diversify.
Well, it's very important to me. I've always wanted to keep my options fairly broad. I never wanted to be stuck in a box. Of course, playing someone like Trigger, who I know you're going to refer to.
I already have, I'm afraid, Roger.
You already have. So with someone like him, who's so sort of dominant in my life, and as a character, I have to sort of work double hard to broaden my sort of outlook, as it were.
Your former colleague David Jason in all the papers today about Open All Hours returning for a Christmas special.
Is that right?
Yeah. Had you not heard that?
I hadn't heard that, no.
Apparently, just a half-hour special at Christmas.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
I wondered if Only Fools and Horses might go the same way.
Well, we were going to do a Christmas special. It was all kind of agreed. And then John Sullivan, the writer, went and died on us. Very, very sad indeed. But we had plans, but they were obviously shelved because nobody else can write them. He wrote all of those. You know, it wasn't like a lot of these things where the scripts are franchised out to other writers.
And a team of writers.
He wrote them all. They're all his babies. So I'm afraid there won't be any more.
But you look back fondly on your time on Fools and Horses, I'm sure.
Sure I do, yes. It was a wonderful time, wonderful opportunity and great privilege and stroke of luck, really, to be part of such a good show.
And the Vicar of Dibley was one of my favourites.
Yes.
We were talking about Open All Hours returning. Do you think that's still bubbling along with Don French?
Well, it's possible. I know they saved the set, so that's possible. The thing is, she's now a bishop, and she's found her man.
Woman bishop, she's sorted now, isn't she?
She's sorted, so she'd be the bishop of somewhere else, I suppose, and she's found her man, which was a lot of the humour was extracted from Dawn trying to get a mate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's pretty busy. It's Dawn and Richard Curtis who writes them particularly. I doubt it myself, but you never know.
You never know.